At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, October 5th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a rare Wednesday night lights matchup in college football between SMU and UCF. This is a 7 p.m. Eastern time game, and currently UCF is listed as a short 3-point home favorite with a high total of 63. Now, going into this American Athletic Conference game here tonight, SMU has a 2-2 record. SMU actually started 2-0, but has since lost two straight games. Last week, they fell to TCU 42-34, failed to cover as a 2.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, UCF 3-1. They started the season 1-1, and the opposite SMU, they've now won two straight here. They just beat Georgia Tech last week 27-10, but they did not cover as a 21-point favorite at home. Now, what we've seen in this game is some line movement toward SMU. This game opened at UCF listed as a 3.5-point favorite at home. We've seen this line get down to 3, and some books do look like they're trending down to 2.5. If you pay attention to the juice is really important. I think a lot of bettors just look at, you know, what the number is, you know, what the spread is in particular, but pay attention to the juice because it's going to tell you, not every time, but most of the time it's going to tell you where the liability is and which way the line is moving. So, for instance, a lot of these UCF numbers are UCF laying 3, but minus 3 at like plus 100 or plus 105. On the flip side, you look at SMU, they're plus 3, minus 115, minus 120. So anytime you see a side that's juiced up, you know, typically that's the side the next move is going to go toward. So the fact that SMU is juiced up, the plus 3, minus 120, tells you that you have to pay a more expensive price on the SMU number. Therefore, there's some liability and maybe the next move could be down to 2.5. And anytime you're betting football, whether it's NFL or college, obviously key numbers are so critical here. They can be the difference between a win and a loss. And 3 is the most common key number, both NFL and college. Why? Because that's the most common method of scoring, the field goal, 3 points. So as a result, you see a disproportionate of games land on 3 in terms of a margin of victory. So of course, if you're on the dog, you want that plus 3. Or ideally, if you can get a hook, plus 3.5, even though that is now gone on this game. On the flip side, if you like UCF, or you like a favorite around a key number of 3, you want to try to get a minus 2.5. That way they win by 3, you cover the number. So based on where we are right now, if you like SMU, you want that plus 3, shop around, grab before it falls. If you like UCF, you probably want to wait, see if it gets down to 2.5. That way, again, if they win by 3, you'll be able to cover your bet. Now, we've also seen, aside from some line movement toward SMU, some line movement here toward the under. The total opened at a very high 65. That makes sense because these are two really high-scoring teams. SMU is averaging 39 points a game, and UCF is averaging 34 points a game. What's interesting is the bet split here is pretty much even, 50-50, yet we've actually seen this line fall 65 down to 63. So that's notable. You feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game, but what's happening with the market? Looks like some under money has come in. There are a couple 63.5s out there really juiced up under. So if you like the line, move to the under. See if you can find the hook on that 63. Weather should not be a factor. Down in Central Florida, it's going to be about 70 degrees. 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, nothing crazy here. We have seen both teams 3-1 to the under this year. So it kind of makes sense with this line falling, even though based on the numbers on paper, these are two really high scoring offenses. But some line movement to the under and some line movement here toward SMU and a rare Wednesday night lights matchup in college football.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go to the final day of the Major League Baseball regular season. This is game 162. It's a marathon in MLB, and today is the final day where we get these 15-game slates. Pretty soon before you know it, we'll have the playoffs starting here, and the playoffs are fantastic and super exciting to bet, so that should be a lot of fun for bettors. But we got to finish off today, finish off the regular season. And what's also interesting today, all day games, pretty much all games around 4 o'clock, which is notable here, so they'll all be kicking off at the same time. But for game of the day, or the best of the rest, I should say, for MLB, we got to go to Ohtani. It's our final chance to sweat Shohei Ohtani here. This is a 4 o'clock game between the LA Angels and the Oakland Athletics. And currently with Ohtani on the bump, he's a minus 240 favorite on the road at Oakland. Oakland is a plus 210 home dog, and the total is a very low total of 7. Now, we've seen so far, the Angels are 2-0 this series. And of course, biggest pitching matchup, the one player you want to see before the season ends is Shohei Ohtani. Now, a lot of these MVP odds are off the board. Obviously, Aaron Judge breaking the record with now 62 home runs. He's a huge favorite, and he's pretty much off the board. You can't bet him anymore. Last time I saw it, it was, you know, Aaron Judge like minus 20,000 to win it. Ohtani, you can make a case, been great on the mound, 15-8, 2.35 ERA. Obviously, big home run hitter as well. But if you're wondering about the MVP, really this isn't even bettable anymore. It's going to be Aaron Judge. But that's okay. You have one game left to watch the wonder, the two-way wonder that is Shohei Ohtani. So I mentioned Ohtani, 15-8, 2.35 ERA. He's been great, especially recently. In the month of September, we have the Angels 6-0 in Ohtani's last six starts, and he has a 1.09 ERA, which has been really, really impressive here. 1 week ago, Ohtani pitched a 4-2 win over Oakland. He went 8 innings, gave up 2 hits and no runs, and struck out 10 batters. So we have a recent, you know, game log here, game performance from Ohtani shutting down Oakland just about a week ago. He'll be facing Ken Waldichuk, who is a lefty here for Oakland. He's 1-2 with a 6.18 ERA. And we've seen not a ton of line movement. You know, Angels open as a big minus 240 home favorite. They've kind of stayed where they're at. Obviously, anytime you see a number that big, obviously you want to sweat Ohtani because he's been so great and he's going up against an Oakland team that's really struggled this year. But minus 240 is a big number. So you can always look at possibly the spread, which is the run line, as we call it in baseball. That's your favorite -1.5. It's got to win by 2 runs or more. The dog will be +1.5, but obviously at a more expensive price. So if you want to save a little juice and you do want to sweat Ohtani on the run line, -1.5 at -140. So you can cut that number almost in half there. We have seen the Angels 12-6 head-to-head against Oakland. They've kind of had their number here. They do have the advantage in terms of hitting. They're hitting 233 on the season versus 216 for Oakland. Oakland's been one of the worst hitting teams in baseball all year. Also, team ERA, 3.77 versus 4.54 in favor of the Angels. Now, of course, this is a big public play to the Angels. Last day of the regular season, public wants to sweat Ohtani. Makes sense. 84% of bets, 87% of the money is on Ohtani here today. The Angels are 49-34 as a favorite. Oakland just 52-90 as a dog. Now, another way, if you kind of want to maybe bank on Ohtani pitching very well, is maybe to target the total here. Look toward the under. The total open at 7. Which is like minus 115, minus 110. Now it's 7 under minus 120. So it looks like there's some under liability here. If you do like that under, we have seen Oakland 6-2 to the under their last 8. Angels 6-2 to the under their last 8. If you want to sweat that under, expect a low scoring game here. Then you probably want to get it right now because it's 7 juiced up under minus 120. That tells us that if you wait, you might see this thing fall to 6.5 by the time game time starts today at 4 o'clock. But again, calling all Ohtani bettors. This is your last chance to watch the modern-day Babe Ruth. So it should be the most heavily bet game today at 4 p.m. Now, the other best of the rest in Major League Baseball, let's go to another really good pitching matchup here, Arizona and Milwaukee. This is a 4:10 p.m. Eastern time game. This is Merrill Kelly against Corbin Burns. Currently, Milwaukee is listed as a minus 175 home favorite, with Arizona around a plus 155 road dog, and another low total of 7 in this one. Now, again, pitching matchup is big. Arizona, Merrill Kelly's been really good all year. 13-8, 3.43 ERA for the D-backs, but he has struggled a bit in September. In his six September starts, the D-backs are just 2-4 in those games, and he has a 5.40 ERA. Meanwhile, Corbin Burnes, Cy Young winner from last year, 12-8, 2.98 ERA, but he's been a little bit better than Kelly in the month of September. 4-2 record, ERA of 3.54. Now, the public is all over Milwaukee in this one. They're getting 73% of bets, 77% of money across the board. And you have seen so far this series, Milwaukee coming off a big win in the opener, 6-5, and they won again yesterday, 3-0. And what's notable to me, Milwaukee, again, they have nothing to play for. There's nothing on the line today. I think that's another reason why I mentioned this in yesterday's Morning Bets pod. Be careful with this MLB slate, just because with everyone either having already clinched or, you know, having already been eliminated, there's no motivation at all today. So it's very erratic. It's kind of a tread lightly, be careful MLB slate right now. But Milwaukee does have some advantages. They're hitting 235 versus 230 for Arizona. They have a team ERA of 3.83 versus 4.27. And then also Milwaukee, profitable in all these spots today. As a favorite, 71-53 against Rays, 58-40. And at home, 46-34. And then Arizona losing in all these spots. 48-69 as a dog, 50-63 against Rays, and just 33-47 on the road. So again, -175 Milwaukee. Do we see this thing creep up a little bit? Milwaukee would have some correlative betting in terms of a favorite with a low total here. And in terms of that total, I would lean a little bit under. You know, you have seen this total 7 under -120. So again, that's kind of similar to that total that we mentioned with the Angels. If you like that under, probably want to get it now because it could be falling to 6.5 before you know it based on that juiced up under price. Milwaukee, 6-2 to the under their last 8, 6-2 to the under their last 8 at home, and also 7-2 to the under the last 9 head-to-head between these teams. And also keep an eye on the roof in terms of the ballpark here in Milwaukee. Anytime you're betting the under, you want, especially at Miller Park here today, retractable roof, you want that roof to be closed. So I'm not sure if it's going to be open or closed. You know, check Twitter to get confirmation. But if it's closed, that would be a small benefit there toward that under. Because again, domes, closed roof stadiums, ball doesn't travel very well, benefits the under. So some liability to the under and a good pitching matchup again with Merrill Kelly and Corbin Burnes.
Josh's sweats.
Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content tools to help you become a better better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. For Josh's sweats, I'm going to go back to a big college football game tonight, the only one in town, but I think we have a sharp opportunity here, guys. So I'm going to be looking back toward this Wednesday night showdown between SMU and UCF. Now, my angle for this one, I'm going to take the points with SMU. This is kind of a data-driven play. I also think a really good buy low, sell high play. So let's just look at just in terms of what the market is doing. I'm a market-driven bettor, so I want to look at, you know, where's the public, where's the smart money, which way is the line moving, do I have any betting systems historically that align with kind of what the market is doing for today. So it's telling me SMU is taking in some respected money. SMU actually opened as a 3.5-point dog on the road. Now they're down to 3. Now, right off the bat, why is that notable? Because they're only getting 35% of bets. So they're the contrarian play today. So 65% of bets are on UCF, but yet they open 3.5. Typically, if a team's getting 65%, they open -3.5, then probably they'll move to -4, -4.5. But that hasn't happened, and that's notable to me. So this would be a classic reverse line move play on SMU. Public is on UCF, yet this 3.5 UCF is down to 3. And what's also interesting is, you know, when it got down to 3, we're not seeing a -3, -120 UCF like there's buyback and it's going to go back to 3.5. No, this thing looks like it's continuing to go to SMU. So as we mentioned in the early breakdown of this game, all these plus threes on SMU are -120. So it looks like it's going to fall down to 2.5. So that's really important with a key number of 3. Again, if you're on the dog, you want that. You would have loved the hook, the 3.5, but obviously that's not going to that's gone now. You're not going to get that. But it looks like it's trending down to 2.5. So just in terms of a reverse line move, again, public betting one side, yet the line goes the other way. If everyone's betting UCF, then why are the odds makers dropping the number to give public bettors on UCF an even better or easier opportunity to score? It seems fishy there. Also, from a contrarian standpoint, you know, I know there's a lot of day baseball games today, but there's really nothing to sweat tonight aside from this one college football game. So if it's the only game in town, it's a primetime game. It's going to be extremely heavily bet. When you get to these lopsided opportunities, that's really even more contrarian value than usual. This is almost like a primetime dog system match in the NFL. But aside from just this reverse line move toward SMU, I also really like the bet split. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, SMU is only getting 35% of bets, but 60% of the money. So that's a plus 25% sharp money discrepancy. That tells me that, you know, they're contrarian. They're only getting a third of bets, but they're also almost getting two-thirds of the money. So even though they're only getting a third of bets, those bets look like they're big bets coming in from respected bettors. Also, just a classic buy low, sell high. You know, SMU has lost two straight. UCF has won two straight. So shouldn't the team that's been hotter than the other team that's colder, shouldn't they become more of a favorite? Shouldn't that line move toward that team that's 2-0? It's kind of an ultimate buy low, sell high. The public will ride UCF because they've been playing better as of late. Yet, you know, this line's moving to the team that has lost two straight. So you also have a conference dog. Again, you know, we look at MLB or NFL, or even college basketball. You know, conference games are kind of like divisional games. With that built-in familiarity, the rivalry aspect kind of benefits that conference dog getting points. That would also match with SMU. Then also, if I'm going to bet a dog, I want a dog that can score. I want a dog that can either keep pace with the favorite or maybe backdoor cover. So the fact that SMU is averaging 39 points a game, hopefully they'll be scoring enough to either win outright, lose by 2 points or less, or maybe backdoor cover this one. But hey, make it easy. How about you just win the game straight up? But I am on SMU plus 3. I grab the 3 because I think I think based on the juice price, this line will get down to 2.5. Also, just a small lean to the under, 65 down to 63. Both teams 3-1 to the under. I didn't play the under. My only play here will be SMU plus 3. But I think you are seeing across the market some under money come in on this game. That about does it. For the Morning Bets, Daily VSiN Morning Bets podcast for Wednesday, October 5th. Hope everyone enjoys your day games in MLB and a really nice, isn't it nice when they give us a Wednesday night football game? Just get ready for Maction when we get that coming around later in the year. We'll get games on like Mondays and Tuesdays, so that'll be a lot of fun. But anyway, guys, if you enjoy the Morning Bets pod here, you want to learn more about VSiN, we have so much to offer. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. And then also you can sign up for the free VSiN daily newsletter. Wake up to great sports betting content every single morning. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. And lastly, of course, best way to stay plugged into VSiN and what's going on in the betting market, follow us on Twitter. A lot of great updates throughout the day from our VSiN social media crew. So you can follow us at VSiN Live. And you can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats on today. Today, Wednesday, October 5th. And reminder, as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today. Because as the Godfather, as a wise man once said, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, guys. Have a great day. And don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Good luck.